We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
O'Cowley.
I think if they identify the person, if they're able to land someone with a lot of cachet and someone they feel that brings a lot to the organization, then they relinquish some power and say, we're going to let you now do the next hire or how you want to set up this department. So if they can't find that guy and they feel like, okay, we're bringing in a guy with lesser on his resume and lesser talent than we're looking for, then I think they're more hands-on. And again, this is still early on, where they're trying to identify, okay, these are the guys we want to go for. These are the guys we have to get permission to talk to. And if we land A, B, or C, this domino falls this way. And if we land D, E, or F, the dominoes fall this way. I would be shocked if there's not multi guys hired for this and a total repositioning of titles and parking lot spots and all that kind of fun stuff.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. Craig Calcaterra will talk some baseball at 10 o'clock. We got all sorts of other fun to do. Also, Colin Faulkner, the Cubs Senior VP of Sales and Marketing, going to check in, join us around 11:40 and tell us what they got going on. His tickets are now available for a team that a lot of people think is going to be pretty good, and certainly with Chris Bryant striding into camp and energizing things, got a little better feel, a little better vibe of late for them regarding the Cubs. And giveaways! Oh, do we have things? Just because you're listening to this show, because you go through the torture of listening to this show, we give you things. We reward you. We have a pair of sweet tickets to see the Monster Jam Triple Threat 3 at Allstate Arena. We have tickets to win, a pair of tickets to see The Masked Singer live at the Rosemont Theater. Those have been immensely popular. It's way more popular than I expected. People love The Masked Singer. And we have another entry into the 2020 Charity Poker Championship that is coming up on Thursday, February 27th, at Galleria Marchetti, that benefits Camp One Step. So very excited about that, and looking forward to seeing you at the tournament. If you haven't signed up, by the way, get registered. Please go get registered. Visit camponestep.org. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at bernsteinandmcknight@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming 670thescore.com. You want to send a text to the text zone, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. You send it to 67011. And when you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He is at Will_Purdue32. I am at Dan_Bernstein. You also have to download the radio.com app. And when you do, you can stream The Score on your mobile devices. You can video stream the show. We've got these cameras. They flip the lights on here, and it becomes like a surgical suite. And then you can watch us do what we do on the video feed. You can also just go to 670thescore.com if you want to watch the video as well. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, the Mexicutioner, Ray Diaz, in the back, doing what he does.
This is definitely not a sterile environment, though.
Oh, no, certainly not. Now that you've had the bathroom experience, we'd have to get enough hand sanitizer to, you know, drip it over your head for an hour. Like, do you think that the Bulls are at all affected by, like, Casey Johnson comes out yesterday, you know, your colleague comes out with this report that Chad Buchanan is being eyed as, you know, possibly changing. It has to affect players. It has to. Yeah. If you know your boss's bosses are going to change, it changes your workplace, doesn't it?
You know, it changes the whole environment. And I remember, you know, as a former player, you always wondered, and it's one of the things that you always think about, a coach's security. You wonder about, hey, is this guy going to be here? But you also wonder about, you know, when it's one thing to talk about a coach's security, but it's another when you start talking about front office security and who's going to be where, who's going to be what. Because then you start asking yourself, okay, if they're going to change the front office, and this is from a player's perspective, how much change is there going to be down the line?
Right.
Because very rarely do you have that significant of a change, if that even happens, to where it's not felt all the way down the line, as far as, because now players are looking around and they're like, and everything now, you know, the interesting thing is, back when I played, because of we didn't have social media, sometimes we were actually the last ones to find out about stuff. But now everybody knows everything because of social media. And if you don't know, you're getting a text from a friend or your agent or somebody going, hey, just wanted to let heads up, this was just out on Twitter, or this was out on Instagram, or this is being reported. And so now the players are like, what the hell is going on? And guys right now are sitting around asking themselves, who's going to be here next year? Am I going to be here next year? Because then also, guys aren't idiots. They start looking around and they're like, okay, who in this locker room has value? I think I have value. Let's just hypothetically, let's talk about the guy, in my opinion, that has the most value in that locker room, Zach LaVine. Zach's asking, am I going to be here next year? Because I feel, and I'm not saying that he shouldn't be, I would love to see him here. And I know for a fact he wants to be in the city of Chicago. He loves being here. Because whether you want to call this shallow, regardless of however you want to approach it, and I'm not saying Zach's thinking this way, but I'm telling you this from a former player's perspective, playing with some of the best that have ever played the game. Players want to be appreciated for what they do. They want people to take the money out of the equation, which, unfortunately, you can't do.
Right. That's not happening. Everybody knows what everybody makes.
So everybody wants to judge a person's performance on how much they make. If you could just for a moment take that out of the equation, Zach would love to be known as the guy that came to Chicago in a trade for Jimmy Butler and resurrect franchise. But he needs help. He needs help from the front office. He needs help from his teammates. He needs help from ownership. He can't just do it on his own.
Coaching,
exactly. But he would love to be known as the guy that stuck it out, the guy that was, quite honestly, underpaid, but yet did it for the good of the franchise and got this organization back to where it was.
There are guys who don't think that way, though, in these situations. I've been around teams where sensing seismic change, a player's on the phone with his agent like, hey, this is our chance. I want to go here, here, or here. Get me out of here. I mean, there's all sorts of opportunities. I think that's sort of old-fashioned. The way you describe Zach LaVine, that's kind of old-fashioned to be like, yeah, I am of this place, and I haven't, you know, so there's something sort of redemptive about wanting to get it done here and maybe thinking like, yeah, the next regime, that's going to be my best shot to do it.
Right, but guys also, honestly, they don't like to bounce around because now here's what happens. After their career is over, former players, fans, so-and-so, I won't throw any names out. So-and-so, you know, he was a really good player, but he played for 8 organizations.
Yeah, you don't have the connective tissue built up with the community.
Because we're now in a society, instead of focusing on the positive, unfortunately, we have a tendency to focus on the negative. And fans will be like, so why do you think he played for 8 organizations? If he was a guy that played for 8 organizations, he was a 5-time All-Star, why did he bounce around so much? There must be a lot of baggage. There's a lot of assumptions made.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, as far as we know, he could have been, as you just talked about, constantly on the phone with his agent, get me out of here. I want to go to the Lakers, or I want to go to Utah. I want to go to another organization because of what's going on there, because of their front office, what they're doing, what they're, you know, the promise that they have. And I'm not saying Zach's saying, hey, I trust this organization, they're going to do the right thing. But this is Chicago, man. This is still one of the premier destinations.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, now, that's coming from somebody that's won a bunch of championships, so I'm very fortunate. But I always say this, and players think this way. There are organizations that are held to different standards. That's just how it works because of their history, because of what they've accomplished. And in the NBA, it's the Boston Celtics. It used to be the Knicks, but because of current ownership, unfortunately, that's just gone by the wayside.
Now, I think we should be clear, though. When you say held to certain standards, the next question is held by whom? Held to a standard by the owners of the team saying we must be at this level? Because owners will prattle about that stuff all the time in their championships and a championship standard. See, when I see empty seats at the United Center, I see Bulls fans for the first time in a long time. Fans are holding them to that standard. Saying this product is not good enough, that this we won't attend, that we don't want to be a part of this.
But that's how you send the message.
Yeah.
Okay. But when I talk about held to a different standard, I mean because of the fact that this organization has won championships. The Miami Heat have won championships. The Los Angeles Lakers have won championships. I'm putting the Clippers in that right now, even though they haven't won championships. Wow. I'm just talking about presently. Because of the fact of the moves that they're making, what they've vocally have said, their actions have followed their words, and they're in this to win a championship. They got Paul George for a reason. They went out and got Kawhi Leonard for a reason. Okay? They're pushing all the right buttons. They're sending the message. Now, to your point, the Bulls are sending the message. But unfortunately, they're currently, and I don't know what happens behind closed doors, but the actions are not following up the message. And that doesn't mean that they're not trying, but they were the ones this year that talked about, hey, we're pushing, searching, hoping, we're talking playoffs.
That's why you get Thad Young and Tomas Satoransky.
Right.
You do that to solidify an up-and-coming group. I got it. I mean, I understood a lot of their moves. And you know, listening to them and giving them the benefit of the doubt, a lot of what they were saying based on what we had seen made sense. I bought it. I bought into the idea that they could be a 7 or an 8 seed.
I was so happy to hear that. But also, let me get back to my thing. Yeah. Because we won championships, we should at all times be held to different standards than the Milwaukee Bucks, who have made it very clear what they're trying to do. And here's a perfect example. Mike Budenholzer the other night, they win by 12. And he sits down and he goes, we won, we didn't play well enough, questions. There was no, you know, it's one of those games. You know, you just, hey, we won, that's all that matters, let's move forward. He was talking about the bigger picture. We didn't play well enough, even though we won, this is unacceptable, give me your questions. He was sending a message to his team that, hey, it's not just about winning. It's about how you win, and it's about preparing yourself for the playoffs because that's a totally different animal. And, you know, we can win as many games as we want in the regular season, but if we don't win in the playoffs, that's all people are going to talk about.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves host the Rockford Ice Hogs at 3 p.m. Sunday. The first 2,500 fans to arrive on Little Debbie Sunday receive a Wolves retro lunchbox. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Mike is calling from Plano. He's on the Score. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. I want to know if you agree with what Kevin Garnett said earlier this week when he basically said the reason the Bulls don't get superstar free agents is because of the way things ended with Jordan and the Bulls in the late 90s. Now, I was only a kid when the Bulls reign ended.
20 years ago.
The details. I know, and that's what I'm saying. I don't recall the Bulls even treating him badly. He was making $25, $30 million a year on top of his Nike salary.
20 years ago, you got kids who weren't born. You got kids in the NBA who weren't born when Michael Jordan was still playing.
Now, there is, and with the NBA in town this past weekend for the All-Star game, just when I was doing appearances, charity events and stuff, I talked to some people who there is still a belief that the Michael Jordan shadow still exists. Players,
because of the brand still? I mean, even though he's an owner for another team?
And a lot. Well, when you walk into that atrium, what's the first thing you see?
Yeah. Jason Goff and you and Kendall.
No.
That's the first thing I'm looking at.
We see that Jordan statue. And there's some belief. I don't buy into that because, it's like you talked about, it's been long enough that some people just, hey, that's Michael Jordan's team that you're always going to be compared to. That's the footsteps that you're trying to follow. I disagree. I still believe that, and a lot of it has, and here's the other reason why I say this about Chicago being one of the teams that should be one of the best in the league, because players look at this, agents look at this. When you hit a major market, whether it be New York, Chicago, LA, this is when you start making money off the floor. Okay, regardless of how much money they make in their contract, then you start making endorsement money. And that's still important to these guys. And that's what a major market does for you. I mean, a lot of guys, if coming into the draft, they already have prearranged agreements with brands that if you get picked by one of these organizations, we're on board.
Does that matter as much anymore in a global game where we're all so connected? It's not like a guy playing in Utah isn't also a major figure. I mean, I'm sure Rudy Gobert is advertising things in Paris.
Yeah, but that's for the diehards. The diehards know who any player is. Every player is. Fantasy guys know who any player is. Every player is. But these guys still have egos, and it's important to these guys because of social media that, hey, man, you know, you're one of the best players in the league. How come you're not doing any endorsements? How come I don't see you in any commercials? You know, that's, guys judge themselves in weird ways. You know, and guys aren't necessarily just strictly old school about, I let my game speak for itself. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants me to be endorse their product. I don't care. That's, guys are sensitive about stuff like that. So that's important.
I remember for years, Brian Urlacher was always asked, you know, why this now, early, you can't drive on a major thoroughfare without seeing giant pictures of Brian Urlacher selling you the anti-hair loss stuff. But the answer was he couldn't talk. Like, and he would be in an ad, but it would be a non-speaking role. Like, it takes so much time to develop some of this stuff that's a different skill. And what's happening now is kids are coming out of college with so much more polish. I was talking to Rick Fox about this last week, just how savvy so many young NBA stars are now to speak clearly, to present themselves, to care about how they look fashion-wise. And it's just, they know about marketability.
But that's all because of social media.
And LeBron James.
Oh, big time.
Yep. I mean, this is the LeBron generation.
Because they also realize now, this is my way to develop a platform. And if I develop my platform correctly, then I will be more than just about basketball. I'll be about anything and everything. And that again, is also important to these guys now.
And people forget how long it took Michael to really develop as a speaker and as an image guy. When he started, he was doing like hair gel activator magazine ads. Remember, like a Soul Glow kind of thing. And even well before Gatorade, he filmed a McDonald's All-American game commercial at Deerfield High School in 86. And I, as editor of the yearbook, a copy editor, I got special access to go in there and do a piece and sit there. I had like a half an hour sitting there with Michael as a high school student. And all he was drinking the entire time was canned Lipton iced tea. That was his thing. He didn't know Gatorade. That's all he wanted. Now they call it Brisk, but back then it was Lipton lemon iced tea or whatever it was, sweet tea. And he spoke differently. You know, it took time. He had a very thick Southern accent, and it kind of over time, he became a much better, much more savvy pitch man. You know, Larry Bird could barely talk. You know, you couldn't understand a word he said. Like, so many of these guys, over the course of their careers, evolved into these polished pitch men.
Right. Well, one of the best stories I ever heard about Larry Bird was Kevin McHale. They asked Kevin about Larry Bird's training, and he says, well, you know, when it's getting ready, it's about time for training camp because Larry switches from Bud to Bud Light. I mean, Larry tells stories about how he just used to love to sit in his house in Indiana. He had a refrigerator in the garage and just sit around and drink beer.
Well, who doesn't like that, right? It's a job. And then he hurts his back. Remember how with all the stuff with his back injuries, remember how he hurt his back? He was paving his own sidewalk. Like, he was bringing paving stones over.
And remember when he played on the Olympic team, when they had to fly overseas, he literally had to, because of his back, he wanted to play on that team. He had to fly laying on the ground.
Yeah, it's like a horse.
They had to prop him up a certain way and do all these different things. It's one of those things that just, that was interesting to hear that story about. He couldn't just sit in a seat and, oh, all right, let's go.
That's Will Perdue in for Connor McKnight of the Bernstein McKnight Show. This segment brought to you by Subway. Subway restaurants feature a different 6-inch sub for $3.79 every day. Great food at a great price at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. When we come back, I heard something at halftime last night. I think it was at halftime. It was a Leila Rahimi report on NBC Sports Chicago. And I had to go back and listen to it to make sure I heard it correctly. And I want to bounce it off you because it's something that I've never heard a coach say before. And it's not who you think it is. Bernstein McKnight on the Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Let's check in with Leila Rahimi. Leila.
Thank you, Neil. I talked to Roy Rogers at the half, and one of the things I brought up was, of course, the fact that the Bulls haven't made a three yet in this game. He said the whole game has been disjointed, in his opinion. They missed a layup to open the game. They didn't recover fully from that. Only forced seven turnovers, and that's his big concern as well. That means they've been a little more stagnant than he would have liked to have seen on the offensive end in
all right, hold on a second here. Hold on. That's Leila Rahimi, and courtesy NBC Sports Chicago. They missed a layup to start the game and never fully recovered from it. An NBA team, a professional basketball team, couldn't recover from a missed layup, if that's true. First of all, I don't know if it's true. I know coaches just say stuff sometimes, but good God, man. Come on.
I have to be honest. I don't know if that's true or not, if they missed the layup, because as soon as we finish our show, our pregame show, I hurry up and run downstairs and get in line to get food.
Okay.
Because what happens is the game ops people, once the introductions, you know, once they kind of blow the horn and you start doing the national anthem and introductions and everything, some of the game ops people now, their job is done, and they come downstairs and the line gets real long for food.
I get it.
So a lot of times I probably miss about the first minute to 90 seconds, because if I get down there quick enough, while the introductions and the national anthem are going on, I get my food and sit down. Well, I missed the first part, so that may explain it, but I think that's the coach trying to dance around the situation.
Well, missed a layup. Well, that's it. We're done. We're toast. Missed a layup. What's going on? He goes, I don't know. He missed that layup. We never, you know, now I can't make a shot. What do you expect me to do?
Well, they definitely weren't making threes because they were 0 for 15 in the first.
Yeah.
Eventually were 0 of 17. And then all of a sudden they were hitting them in the third quarter like nothing had happened. But as they say, if you keep shooting, eventually you'll hit one or two of them. But, you know, as shooters say, you got to keep shooting until you get hot.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I when Layla reported that last night, I was like, I remember looking around at the table. I was like, did I just hear that correctly? They're struggling to recover from a missed layup. I think that's
professional basketball players.
I think that's a coach trying not to be too negative and be like, all right, what do I say here? Okay, let me just say something random and then let's see what happens.
Right.
But,
so how do I get out of this?
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah. And it's weird. I know they're kind of out of players, but you know, You're playing.
They only had nine healthy guys last night.
You're playing Ryan Arcidiacono. You got, you know, at the beginning of the year, I always said I liked Luke Kornet. I always like his skills. I think there's some NBA stuff there, but he can't move on defense. I know you can't really play him because he can't stop anybody. But he can shoot an actual jumper from half court.
Oh yeah.
You know, like a Davis Bertans kind of range.
Let's talk about what we got going on here, okay? We're 19 and 30-something, right? If I could do the math in my head, but I'm a little slow this morning. There's 26 games left. So we don't know whether there's going to be – we don't know how significant the changes are going to be in the front office.
Put it this way. We know they're going to be significant, right? Can't we safely say that? I mean, there's names attached here.
Okay, but at the same time, though, are those people that are still there, are they going to be around or are they going to be gone? Okay?
Probably. My best guess, and I'm sure you are informed on this too, if John Paxson is involved in this hire, he's not hiring somebody to replace him and he's going to walk away. He's not doing this to it was like with the Cubs and Jim Hendry where he was fired, but he was still there and then he left when he wanted to and he helped with the draft and the whole thing. I think he's going to have some senior or emeritus position.
In some position. We don't know if Boylan's going to be there, but let's just talk about the players for a minute. You're basically, in my opinion, you're in evaluation mode. Okay. And you brought up a name, Luke Kornet.
Were you at school with his dad?
Yeah, his dad and I played together at Vanderbilt.
Okay, that's what I covered Frank. I did Frank's CBA games.
But he also played. He was drafted in the first round by the Milwaukee Bucks.
He was, but then he ended up with the Fort Wayne Fury, and I think he was on the Rochester Renegades briefly when Musselman was coaching.
But then he also eventually played overseas for a couple years and then called the quits.
Good player. You were talking about trade, talking about valuation.
Right, but so let's start working on the last 26 games. We want to make an evaluation. We know what Luke Kornet is. I don't think that at this point he's going to become anything else than what he is. He's a good outside shooter for a man his size who helps stretch out the defense, open up things in the middle, so guys like Zach, when they have to put it on the deck, can attack the rim, get into the paint, and get all the way to the bucket. Mm-hmm. Why? Because Luke's standing out on the perimeter, and because he shoots the three ball well enough, the defense has to honor that. So that takes them away from... But he's also... And when I say a rim protector, he's not necessarily a shot blocker, but he's a guy, because of his size and his length, that alters shots.
He also, what I like about his verticality, he doesn't lean. Some big guys have a tendency to become too easily, become foulers too easily, and he's able to stand vertically.
Right. Now, this is also an argument I have that about, even as a big... Even when you try to go vertical and a guy comes and initiates the contact and gets into your chest first, what do your hands do? They're coming down.
Right.
And then, you know, the official, I remember talking to the officials, be like, well, you know, you brought your hands down. I'm like, okay, well, the guy that weighs 270 pounds just basically ran right into me and tried to barrel me over.
How do I keep my hands up?
How do I keep my hands up? And, you know, they give you that kind of cockeyed look like, interesting. Let me get back to you on that one. No, you ain't getting back to me on it. But so we know what Luke Kornet is, okay? We know what Ryan Arcidiacono is. He's a guy that, and I want Arcidiacono to be on this team. Why? Because he pushes guys. He is the guy that you love having on your team, but you hate when he's on the other team.
Or you hate him in practice when you're hungover.
That's a true statement. But also you hate him in practice because he's the guy that'll slide over in practice and take a charge. And you're like, dude, what are you doing? But that's his mentality. I'm not using this trying to be demeaning, but he's like a pest. He just won't go away. He can shoot the three well enough. He struggled last night. I'm not sure he made one. But he's also a guy that you identify. You know what his strengths are. You know what his weaknesses are. So when you put him out there and he's not playing to his strengths or because of the mm-hmm. fact he's not hitting his shot, which allows him to play to his strengths, you have to take him out. 28 minutes? When he's not doing the things that he's known for.
He also just doesn't matter as much as Kobe White. Like, he doesn't.
Not at this point. No, he doesn't. But that's why there's this discussion about should Kobe start. And up till this point, I always talked about it doesn't matter if you start. It matters how many minutes you play. And it matters are the minutes that you play relevant and important times throughout the game. But now I think you're at a point because of the injuries and because of what's going on. I'm just curious. Why wouldn't you start Kobe last night? Because I'm going to use Jim Boylan's words. He likes how Kobe, Satoransky, and Zach play together. So who of those three names I just mentioned, who starts? LaVine and Satoransky. So let's put them out there. I understand, you know, he came in early and that's what you did, but you know what? You're now, in my opinion, you're still trying to win to a certain extent, but you're also in evaluation mode. So you need to find out what guys play well together, who doesn't play well together, and there are, as I mentioned, two names: R.J. Diakono and Cornette. You know what those guys are. Not that you okay, you know what they are. Sit them on the sidelines, don't play them, but you can also use them accordingly. But there are other guys that we need to make reads on. We need to understand who they are. We need to truly understand what their strengths and weaknesses are. And these are the guys, in my opinion, that should be playing significant minutes.
That's Will Perdue in for Connor McKnight. The top of the hour brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Want to sign a one-day contract with the Chicago Wolves and earn a $5,000 signing bonus? Visit the Sprint store on Lamont Road in Darien between 1 and 3 p.m. tomorrow. We're going to turn our attention to baseball. One of the smartest guys out there, the lead baseball writer for NBC Sports, Craig Calcaterra, is going to join us to talk about the ongoing, unfolding MLB cheating scandal, some Cubs, some Sox, all of it coming up next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.